fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday. It is Monday, October 29th, year of our Lord, 2018. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Our regular Monday guest, Jimmy Gensling, is unable to be with us today. He is dealing with a battle with cancer, pancreatic cancer, as a matter of fact. And he's been a real trooper hanging in here all these months with us while going through these various therapies that he's been doing. So God bless Jimmy Gensling, and we'll be praying for you to have some comfort and healing there, Jimmy. Let's look at Drudge Report and see what the headlines were. We had Saturday a very tragic active shooter incident in, I believe, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. A real whack job entered a Jewish synagogue and started murdering people. And it's been the headlines Saturday and yesterday, and will continue to be today. Very sad, very tragic situation. I expect the anti-gun people will be doing what they do after any tragedy of this nature. But I want to, first of all, before we get to that, we'll get to the prepper tip of the day. And it's something rather pedestrian, but very important. Batteries, in particular, AA and AAA batteries. Panasonic, the well-known electronics firm, they have a brand of rechargeable batteries, AAs and AAAs, that I've been using for more than a decade. And they're called AnyLoop. That's Echo, November, Echo, Lima, Oscar, Oscar, Papa, AnyLoop. They're promoted to be rechargeable 1,000 times, to have a 10-year shelf life. Like I said, I've been using them for 10 years with excellent results. And there's going to be some of those for sale at my website at thelibertyman.com before the day is over. So check that out. It looks like the main headline right now has to do with the presidential election in Brazil. The conservative down there, a former army captain who was attacked during the campaign and survived the attack. the assassination attempt. He has won the election. That's a good thing. And we continue to have the top left corner of Drudge Report. About 10 or 12 stories concerning the attack at the synagogue. I believe that was in Pittsburgh, if I'm not mistaken. Let's see here if we can pull that up. Here we are. This is a Daily Mail. It looks like 11 dead, 6 injured, 2 of those being police officers. 4 of those being police, 4 police officers, 2 SWAT, 2 regular cops, and 2 SWAT team members. And it was Pittsburgh. Dirty city. I've been there. It's a nasty, dirty city. Steel town. I don't know if they still make steel there or not. Okay. The politics of firearms. It's a hoot. We have at my website at thelibertyman.com. This may be helpful. My beautiful new website, by the way. Just pull it up here real quick. Got a nice sky blue, almost a royal blue background there. And ocean waves. I've never seen a website done like this. It's very, very nice. Okay, let's see. Scroll down these in blocks of 3 from left to right. It's the fourth block down on the left. National gun control debate. Click on that. There's an image of Chuck Connors, the star of the wildly popular TV show from the early 1960s, late 1950s, The Rifleman. And, the title of my article that I wrote is National Gun Control Debate, Chasing Technology, Emotions versus Logic. I'm not going to read this to you. You can read it yourself. But people who are not part of the gun culture, which is most Americans, especially those who inhabit the East Coast and the West Coast, they have very limited knowledge of firearms, firearms technology, firearms engineering, what firearms can do, what they can't do, why they can do what they can do, why they can't do certain things. They simply don't know. They don't. And they have a belief system based on ignorance, a belief system that is based on lack of knowledge, and they move forward with emotions rather than logic, rather than knowledge, thinking they're going to somehow, some way, create a safer world for all of us to live in by eliminating, making illegal certain types of firearms as being too dangerous, too military, and so forth. Most of these same people, most of them could not change a spark plug in an automobile if you put put a gun to their head. They couldn't change a spark plug if their life depended on it. They couldn't. I use that as an example of their ignorance of basic mechanical things, basic mechanical matters. The slightest thing goes wrong in their home, they call in an expert, a plumber, an electrician, a carpenter, because they don't have the skills, they don't have the tools, they don't have the knowledge to repair or do anything of any consequence. They don't. These same people, they believe that firearms come from really big factories. So a factory that takes up maybe a whole city block with maybe 6 or 8 stories, or maybe one of the more modern factories that is all spread out on one level, which is typically the way factories are built these days. And inside these factories are highly trained technicians that have very esoteric, difficult, and hard to learn skill sets. and they're operating very expensive, very esoteric, expensive machinery. And that's where guns come from. They believe that. They know that in their hearts. What they don't know is that there's literally many thousands, when I say thousands, tens of thousands of home workshops, let alone the commercial machine shops, that can build working firearms, if not pretty accurate, hard-to-tell duplicates of factory-made firearms, right there in these literally thousands of shops. They don't know that. They don't understand that. We like to use analogies in this country to make points. That's something that's pretty common and pretty accepted because it gets people's attention and very often are very effective. So let's just kind of think about this a little bit. Let's make a proposal. Let's propose a law that would prevent Jewish men from buying AR-15s. How far would that go? The opposition would say, why, you would not allow Jewish men to own AR-15s, and that would make sure that the people who want to hurt the Jewish families would be buying AR-15s and then cause harm. That's how that would go. And that's a good response. That's a proper response on one hand. On the other, that's pretty much where we are right now anyway. The Jewish men in that synagogue in Pittsburgh weren't armed. Not a single one of them was armed. That was their choice. The man who wanted to cause harm, he was armed. He happened to have an AR-15, but if you look at my article that I just mentioned, National Gun Control Debate, you'll see a clip. It's about not quite 30 seconds. Not quite 30 seconds of the TV star Chuck Connor shooting a 1892, that sounds like well more than a century old, Winchester lever action rifle, shooting that lever action rifle 12 times in 4 seconds. 12 times in 4 seconds. Now, There was a minor modification made to this 1892 rifle. The lever, that's the piece of metal that surrounds the trigger that you put your hand into, cock and reload the rifle, the carbine. It had a screw inserted into a trigger guard that when it was screwed down, it depressed the trigger every time the lever was pulled in the upward position. Now, for somebody on the East Coast or West Coast who can't change a spark plug if your life depends on it, this may sound like some really special, difficult, hard to comprehend, hard to do a piece of craftsmanship. No. Any home workshop with simple tools could do this. Any high school shop class could do this in about an hour, maybe including the setup and cleanup, less than 2 hours to set up the tools, do the work, and have a cleanup, 90 minutes or so to do that minor piece of work to allow the 1892 Winchester lever action rifle to shoot 12 times in 4 seconds. So that's why I have this on here, is to demonstrate that a firearm shooting rapidly is nothing new. Not at all. In fact, when the AR-15 was first available commercially in the early 1960s, any 18-year-old young man or 18-year-old young woman could buy one mail order if they chose to. Have it delivered to their home if they chose to, and be completely compliant with the laws at the time. How about that? We didn't have men running into synagogues with AR-15s half a century ago, did we? Blowing people away with AR-15s. That's been available over the counter from any gun store in the United States for well more than half a century, going back to the early 1960s. Nothing new there. Going back to my premise, a law outlawing and prohibiting Jewish men from buying any firearm. The liberals believe that passing a law will stop the unwanted activity. That's what they believe. They believe that in their hearts. They really do, in their hearts, believe that. The liberals who were paying attention, the anti-gun liberals, had a big, serious wake-up call when it became public what 3D printers can do. Now, which is a small piece of equipment that would fit on your kitchen table, about the size of a small microwave, that will fabricate a primitive but effective firearm. Nothing I would want, but something that would shoot, put a piece of lead downrange. And then there's the upgraded version of that called the Ghost Gunner, which will actually fabricate real guns out of real metal, not plastic like the 3D printer. Now, that's a serious piece of equipment. I've been in touch with these people to become a dealer for Ghost Gunner. It hasn't happened yet. But for less than $2,000, you can have a piece of equipment that will actually fabricate real guns right there in the safety and comfort and privacy of your kitchen or your home workshop or wherever you set these things up. That's my reality. That's my reality. I was active in Toastmasters back, it's been 30 years ago in the late 1980s. I wanted to improve my vocabulary, improve my public speaking skills. And it was a good experience. I belonged to a Toastmasters club in suburban St. Louis, where we had about 25 members who had, about 40 college degrees. Very bright men and women who were moving forward in their chosen careers and had excellent educations. Almost all of them were quite liberal, by the way. So I wanted to do a presentation to show the futility of gun control. My goal was to, and I fabricated two pieces of equipment for this presentation out of simple hardware store items. The first one was the more complex of the two, where I took a 2x6 piece of lumber, cut it to hold a piece of gas pipe for a barrel, fabricated a primitive trigger mechanism, which was activated by a rubber band, and it would shoot a 12-gauge shotgun shell one shot. So I fabricated that. And second thing I did was based on a World War II design. We got a break coming up here in a minute. They're called a slam bang shotgun. A U.S. infantry officer was stayed behind in the Philippines when the Japanese invaded. And they lacked firearms, so they figured out a way to take common gas pipe and make 12-gauge shotguns out of them. So I went to the local hardware store and I bought two pieces of gas pipe, one for the barrel, one for the receiver, and fabricated this. That got their attention. We get back to the from the break here. I'll explain how this worked out with the Toastmaster. Stay tuned.
Huh? homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton, old town there. I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 29th of October. Okay, I prepared both these shotguns, these homemade shotguns. I bring them to the Toastmasters meeting. And I start out by my speech by talking about, we all know where firearms come from, and I relate what I just relayed earlier, that firearms come from large factories with expensive equipment and highly trained technicians, and they're all nodding their heads in agreement. And I knew they would, because they know that, right? They're all nodding their heads in agreement. When I demonstrated the slam bang shotgun, and I held up the receipt from the hardware store, which was, I think, $3.50, I explained to the audience that in order to stop firearms from being manufactured, we'd have to stop manufacturing gas pipe. There was an audible sigh from the assembled people in the Toastmasters meeting. At that point, I had basically devastated and destroyed and wiped out a sincerely held belief system that if the right laws could be passed, we could not only stop the manufacture of all firearms, but we could end up in a gun-free society. I wiped that belief system out of their heads at that moment in time. That was my goal, and I was successful. So we have a long road ahead of us here. This will not go away. I can only say thank goodness for Donald Trump. Hillary Clinton is already talking about possibly running for president again. We'll know before the end of January. She'll either be a declared candidate or she won't. That's only 3 months away or so. November, December, January. Yeah, it'll be November here in a few days. Most candidates for president declare 2 years before the event. And it'll be January 2019 would be the time that I would expect her to declare. There'll be somebody equally as bad, of course, if she doesn't, representing the socialist, communist, Democrats. Of course there will. That's a given. What happens a week from tomorrow on Election Day? I don't know. Lots of prognostications, lots of polls. The only poll that matters is the one that takes place a week from tomorrow. That's the only one that matters. I want to encourage all my conservative listeners to get to the polls and vote. Get an absentee ballot and vote if that's going to be an issue for you. Encourage all your conservative friends to get out and vote. If they're not registered to vote, it's too late for this election in most jurisdictions. We need to keep, we being the Republicans, the conservatives, we need to maintain a majority in the House of Representatives and the Senate both. That's not optional. If we don't, well, we'll have a lame duck session where hopefully some things would be done. But then we'll have 2 years of malaise where the Democrat, Socialist, Communist would obstruct and obfuscate and do everything they could to prevent Donald Trump from moving forward with his agenda. This is incredibly important. We got a caller on hold here. We got Jerry in Texas. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, John. You know, talking about gun prohibition and what have you, we saw how well the alcohol prohibition worked in the 20s. We see how well the control of drugs nowadays, anybody can set up a cook lab for methamphetamines, however you say that word, and other type of drugs and narcotics. Yet, I think they can control firearms. What about knives? You know, I understand
In England, yeah, England is already getting nuts so crazy about that. Go ahead and tell us what's going on there, Jerry.
Well, this has been going on several years, from my understanding. The average household cannot have any kind of kitchen knife that has a sharp point on it. Yet you can take that thing, cut your thumb off, you still cut a throat, you know, do major damage, but it can't have a point. But anyway,
so what happened to all the existing kitchen knives that do have points?
Good question. I don't know. I don't know if they went door to door knock and did a major confiscation or just the unavailability of purchasing a new knife. And what keeps you from making a point on a knife?
Well, maybe they've got made grindstones illegal also. You want to hold on through the break here, Jerry?
Sure. That's all I had to say.
Thanks for the call, Jerry. We appreciate it. We'll be right back.
Here's a little song.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Monday. It is Monday, the 29th of October. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. First thing you see is the Navy map. I worked with not one, not two, but three veterans. One was in the U.S. Navy Submarine Corps. The second one was an intelligence officer from another service who spent 3 years with the Navy Submarine Corps. And the third one was a naval submarine officer. I worked with these three men to recreate the map that they saw in the classified briefings that began in 1979 in the United States Navy Submarine Corps. The map that they saw showing North America with different coastlines, new coastlines. This is my original work, my work that is unique to what John Moore does. Nobody else is doing this, and I'm a pretty good student of the alternative media. So that's the first thing you see when you go to my website at thelibertyman.com. All new, much improved, very nicely laid out, getting a lot of good compliments on it. you'll see these tiles. I think I'm pretty sure it's what they're called, tiles, with different things you can check out. We've got stories that I wrote, documents from other individuals, some videos there, and more to come. There's a photograph of me preparing to make a parachute jump. That was June of 2017, I believe. That was a lot of fun. So also across the top of my website at thelibertyman.com, you'll see different options you can check. There's Listen Live to listen to my show, obviously. My homepage, bio, Republic Broadcasting Archives, Brighteon, that was real video until 2 weeks ago, Brighteon Archives, upcoming events, free lessons, favorite links, contact, and then last but not least, shop. Now, under shop, when you click on shop, you'll find something I talk about every show, and that's, of course, the Energy Cleaner, a marvelous healing device. That's what it is. Most adults in this country, most American adults, have issues with pain and or issues with getting a great night's sleep. So the Energy Cleaner takes care of both those things. It may be counterintuitive to think that a little black box the size of a cigar box for only $285 can do things that the expensive pharmaceutical products, the highly trained medical professionals, can't do. But yes, it can. It can. And just to give you some peace of mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee with the Energy Cleaner. Check out the Energy Cleaner, the factory-made fitted mattress pads that go with it. You place your order right there at my website using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa, and I'll ship it out as quick as I can. I do that myself. I have a toll-free order line, by the way. Don't try to leave a message for me there. It's just an order line only. 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. This is Firearms Monday. Got a question or comment? Give us a call at 800-313-9443. If you've read my bio, or you're a regular listener, you know I've spent most of my adult life investigating crimes, going back to 1973. So I got a call one morning from a friend of mine, an attorney I've known since 1979. We've worked on a number of homicides together. I helped him open his law office. Actually, I've known him since about 77, I guess. I helped him open his law office the winter of 79-80. And I was his investigator and trial assistant. So he's on his way to court. He's got a client that's charged with possessing a shotgun. It has a barrel less than 18 inches long, which if you own a shotgun, we've now learned different. But if you own a shotgun with a barrel less than 18 inches long, it has to have a federal tax, $200 transfer tax to own this and federal license, federal registration to properly and legally own a shotgun with a barrel less than 18 inches long. So he, and my friend's name is Frank, and so Frank says, John, he asked me a question. John, how do you measure the barrel of a shotgun? And I say, Frank, this is how you do it. You unload the shotgun, close the mechanism. It could be a break-open shotgun for a single barrel or a double barrel. It could be a slide-action shotgun or a semi-automatic. Close the mechanism so the breech bolt is properly closed and what's called in battery. Then you drop a wood dowel down the barrel until it reaches the face of the breech bolt. Then you mark where that dowel comes to the end of the barrel, pull it out, and measure it. That's how you measure the barrel of a gun, of a shotgun. So he said, thank you. He goes to court with that information. And it took, well, they had to go through all the protocols and procedures of everything, but he ended up making the prosecuting attorney look like a complete fool, the police look like a complete fool, and the judge threw out that charge for the following reason. They measured the shotgun barrel with a live round in the chamber, which made it appear to be 2 3/4 inches shorter than it actually was. So here we are. We've got an innocent man arrested, handcuffed, fingerprinted, photographed, held in jail. He had to get a bondsman to get out of jail. Missed work, humiliated in front of his entire community for being charged with a federal firearms violation. Had to hire a very expensive attorney. My friend Frank charges a very good fee for his services. He's very good at what he does. All because the police and the prosecuting attorney did not know how to measure the barrel of a shotgun. They didn't. Is this an isolated incident? Well, not really. Now, the same attorney, my friend Frank, he did not know, despite being a criminal defense attorney since the late 1970s. I think he graduated from law school about 1977, 1976, somewhere in there. He did not know that in most of the 50 states, I believe it's about 36 states, last time I checked, you can legally own as many machine guns as you want to, if you go through the protocols, the registration process, the taxation process, and so forth, jump through all those hoops. And there's about 250,000 legally owned full automatic machine guns in the United States of America. He also didn't know that common citizens could own artillery, fully functional artillery pieces, fully functional tanks with a cannon that was fully functional, and the ammunition to go with it, fully functional jet fighters with operating machine guns. Common everyday citizens can do this if they comply with the law. Very few people know this in the United States. The percentage of American adults who know this is probably 5% or less. Even most men and women in the gun culture don't know this because they like to shoot skeet, for example, and that's all they're concerned about is shooting those clay pigeons or whatever their favorite gun sport may be, cowboy action shooting, combat pistol competition. There's dozens of ways men and women can compete and have fun in the firearms culture and the gun culture. Even most of them don't know what I'm talking about. So that's my reality, is that Americans can pretty much own anything they want if they are willing to go through all the necessary procedures to do that. I think they were a bit too tight. We had some very bad legislation, anti-gun legislation, passed and signed by Ronald Reagan. We did. Legislation that prevented the sale of new machine guns to Americans, meaning Americans can only buy previously owned machine guns. That caused the price of one of my favorite submachine guns, by the way, I carried in Vietnam, an M1 Thompson submachine gun. The police pricing, and the police still buy those at about $350-$400. It may have gone up since I've looked last. It's been a while. Retail for civilians is in the high teens, $17,000-$18,000, maybe more, for a submachine gun that should be worth maybe $350 on a good day. Oh, well. Oh, well. It's on my bucket list to once again own a full automatic Thompson submachine gun, but it's not real high on the list. That could change, but we'll see. The anti-gun rhetoric will be kicked off beginning today on the East Coast and West Coast. People like Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Dianne Feinstein, and the usual suspects screaming about military-style firearms, about weapons of war, about this and about that. That's expected. That will happen. And as long as President Trump is president, and as long as we have a Republican majority in the House and Senate, it's going to be a big zero, isn't it? What's that term they came up with earlier this year? Nothing burger? I don't know where that came from. Nothing burger. But that's what it will be as long as we maintain a majority in the House and the Senate and keep the Donald in the Oval Office where he belongs for two full terms. I don't know who would be lined up to duplicate what Donald Trump's been doing. I said, I don't know. Mike Pence doesn't strike me as a individual with the charisma necessary to run for president. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'll be surprised and shocked. I don't know. But we certainly need somebody with the drive, the motivation, the beliefs to duplicate what Donald Trump has done to take over at the end of his second term. We really need that. And it's hard to say what's going to happen that far out 6 years from now. Really difficult to say, isn't it? Of course, that campaign would begin in about 4 years, about 2 years before the election. Would that be... 2020, 2024. So I guess that campaign would begin about 2022 with the declared candidates. We could end up with another complete shock like we did in 2016. Donald Trump's talked publicly about running for president for many years. Almost nobody took him seriously. When he did file for office, he still wasn't taken seriously. When the primaries were coming up, they weren't taking him seriously. The debates, he was there, but that's where he started shining. And people started paying attention. And when he won the nomination, it just shocked and dismayed the mainstream Republicans. It really did. So here we are. We have a bona fide patriot, conservative. Does Donald Trump have flaws? Of course he does. He's a man. The only flawless man that I'm aware of that lived on walked the face of this planet, we executed by crucifixion. That's the only flawless man I'm aware of. If there's another one, I'm not aware of that man. It depends on what you call flawless. Regardless, I don't want to go down that road right now. You need to educate yourself. That's the purpose of this discourse this morning about gun laws, what they are, what they're not, what you can do, what you can't do, what it takes to accomplish certain goals. You really do, so you can talk intelligently. Keep in mind, if you're going to engage in a discussion with an anti-gun man or woman, keep in mind the following. Their point of view is, and their discourse is coming from emotion, not from logic. Now, I took college debate, and one of the first things you learn in college debate is you cannot successfully use a logical argument against an emotional argument to convince somebody of anything. It's pointless. We do it anyway, but it's pointless. You're not going to succeed in your goal. So the only argument against an emotional argument is another emotional argument. That's why I use the example of prohibiting Jewish men from owning AR-15s. That's an emotional argument right there. And there will be an emotional counter-argument about how we would make these men vulnerable to all the men who'd want to hurt Jewish men and women because they could still buy guns. That would get the discussion off to a rip-roaring start, wouldn't it? And hopefully people would get to the point where they realize that people who want to harm the Jewish families would still have access to guns regardless of whatever laws are passed. That would be the focus point that I would attempt to get to. We got a caller here from the hugely anti-gun state of New York. Ken in New York. Good morning, Ken.
Morning, John. Actually, I'm on Eastern Long Island, so there's a little wiggle room there. There are four stories. I pointed them out to Keith last night in the New York Post, and I've been listening to the radio this morning, and the local stations in New York are screaming about guns. And one of the four articles is described by the New York Post as a gun-toting rabbi who says that...
Ken, we need to finish your story. Let's hold on through the break, okay?
Okay.
Hold on, we'll be right back.
Here's a little song.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life, with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
John Moore is taking your telephone calls right now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pick up the phone and join in the conversation. Call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And thanks for listening to RBN.
Right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Monday, the 29th of October. Ken, it sounds like you've got a good story to tell us about what's going on in your part of the world. Let's go ahead and start from the beginning.
Well, it's on the New York Post. There were four stories, and I think what led me to the Post might have been, yesterday. I might have been looking on RBN's, rolling through the news. And this story came up in the sidebar. There are four stories. And this one says, Rabbi Gary Moskowitz, picture of him. And it says, the New York City rabbi has renewed his call to arm shulgoers after an anti-Semitic gunman killed 11 people in Pittsburgh yesterday. And it says, you must have it. Rabbi Gary Moskowitz, it says that he's a former New York City cop, founded a group called International Security Coalition of Clergy. And he sought to aim Jews in synagogues out of fear jihadists would attack them. And that's, there's more to it, you know, rather than read the whole thing.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I spent part of my adolescence in a 98% Jewish community, and I've got some lifelong friends that are Jewish and big gun owners, machine gun owners, gun collectors, authors of books on firearms, great guys. And I'm glad to hear that Moskowitz is doing it.
Yeah, and he's supposed to be a, I think it says here he's a black belt also.
Doesn't surprise me.
Somewhere in here, I seen that yesterday anyway. Hey, look, I would say he's about late 40s, 50 maybe, something like that.
Well, good for him.
The New York Post, it's from yesterday, October the 28th, and there's some other stories. One of them is about a group says they're going to come in and clean all the blood up, and the way they're describing it sounds a little odd, though. It says that they're going to, they want to recover all of the blood from the victims so they can be buried with their associated bodies.
Well, what they're doing is it's following a Jewish tradition there. That's a rabbinical thing. There's probably a rabbi in charge of that.
Hmm. Well, anyway, that's that. And there's three or four stories. But I have my issues with Israel, but I don't have any issues with individual people. I think they should do it. We've heard of people talking about how churchgoers should be armed.
Absolutely.
I don't know. Something smells bad about all of these things, you know, because they also, it does say that the same synagogue also recently made an application to get some kind of security support or grant from Homeland Security and had to do with active shooters. That's another, you know, like a drill.
They did not need to wait for permission or money from Homeland Security. They could have done this on their own with available resources.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. He mentions a premise permit. He said they can get a premise permit just to
That's probably got to do with either Pittsburgh or Pennsylvania law, one or the other. Dan, Ken, thank you for the call.
Okay, bye.
We got a break. We got a caller on hold. We'll be right back.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. L5.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.